This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the last year, the stock market has soared, but most Americans do not own stocks, even as a mutual fund or some other pension plan. This is just one reason for the gap between those who are doing very well in this economy and a much larger group who are treading water at best. This morning, the Joint House-Senate Economic Committee is looking into income inequality. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Income inequality is at levels we haven't seen since the 1920s. According to Gary Bertless, an economist at the Brookings Institution, Bertless says there's a key difference between then and now. Government safety net programs like unemployment benefits and food stamps. But Bertless says the fruits of the current economic recovery aren't being distributed equally.
The stock market has hit new record highs, and there has been a very sharp recovery in the wealth position of people who were very affluent.
While wages for lower-income Americans haven't improved much since 2007. And Bertless says the high unemployment rate certainly doesn't help.
If there are three people looking for a job for every vacancy, then workers are in a very weak bargaining position.
And those workers are spread out in Republican and Democratic congressional districts, which is why both parties have started to pay attention to inequality. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.